Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
Now, I'm excited for this episode because Dom and I talk about how important breathwork is and how we make it a conscious effort to include in our daily practice. And we've talked about other things we add in on a daily basis, and one of those being vital proteins, unflavored collagen peptides. And the fact that it's unflavored really helps because it easily dissolves in any cold or hot liquid. So all you need to do is add 4 tablespoons to your favorite beverage, whether that is your morning coffee or smoothie you do every day, or just water. It gives you that boost you need to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Now, we have to remember that collagen is found in all of our connective tissues, tendons, ligaments, and bones, with its purpose being to provide these body parts with their strength, structure, and elasticity. And as we get older, our bodies become less efficient at producing collagen, which is why we recommend introducing ingestible collagen to your diet. Now, you can actually get a 15% discount site-wide on your first purchase by using code OPTIMAL15. So if you have not tried Vital Proteins, especially this Vital Proteins unflavored collagen peptides, I highly recommend going to the link in our bio, using code OPTIMAL15, and get that 15% off and start adding it into your daily routine and see how it helps your own body.
I'm excited for this next guest because I've done some collaboration and webinars with her. It is Samantha Skelly, who is the founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar breathwork and wellness company called Pause Breathwork. She's a highly sought after international speaker, best-selling author, and coaching expert with a heart-centered approach to life and business. A leading authority in trauma healing and stress relief, Samantha has made it her life's mission to rid the world of anxiety so people can thrive using the power of breath, which we talk about so often. Her sustainable healing solutions have revolutionized the self-help industry, challenging the old band-aids on bullet wounds approach that kept people trapped in the yo-yo effect. Samantha hosts a top-rated podcast herself, which has had millions of downloads over the last 5 years, and she's a native to Vancouver, British Columbia, which she now resides in San Diego, California. And when she's not challenging the wellness and self-help industry or positively transforming lives, you can usually find her surfing, dancing, and supporting anti-trafficking efforts through her philanthropic initiatives. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time and being with us. I mean, obviously, I've admired your work for so many years, and I love that you're leaning into breathwork and what you're doing with Pause, because Dom and I are huge breathwork nerds. Yeah. It's something that we love. We've experimented with as a couple, with our clients, with our programs. It's just something that is so beneficial in the body. So I'm really excited for people to be able to understand deeper about this topic and how it really helps.
I'm so grateful to be here. It's such a pleasure to be with you too.
So, I mean, of course, I would just want to get an idea of where things started for you and what initially got you interested in breathwork. Because like Jen said, she and I, when we initially connected in one of our first conversations, we started talking about how we do breath work with our clients. And as a PT, like, that's such a weird thing. Nobody talks about breath work. Nobody talks about how powerful breath can be. And I feel like it's just seen as this weird woo-woo thing, which is unfortunate. So How did you become interested in breath work?
Yeah. You know, I always say breath work found me. I was definitely not looking for it. It wasn't even that cool 14 years ago when I first found it. But about 14 years ago, I was struggling with my relationship to food and to my body. I grew up as a dancer and a child actress, and I was a stunt double for many years, and really either on a stage or in front of the camera. And so naturally, because of that, there's a lot of emphasis, especially as a ballerina, on body image. And so I never had disordered eating or any sort of eating disorders, but I always struggled with body image. And then in my later teens, early 20s, it just got really bad to the point where the two places that I could feel was like I was either anxious or I was numb. Like people would say, follow your intuition, or like, what does your body say, or all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I just feel so disconnected from my body.
I want to talk about one of the most important aspects of our health that we don't even tend to think about, which is the air that we breathe. Did you know Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day? According to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, and in some cases, up to 100 times more polluted. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally?
That is a crazy number when you really sit back and think about it. And so really, what's the solution? And we wanted to introduce an air purifier that's captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and so much more, which is Air Doctor. But beyond all the media outlets, it really caught our attention a few years ago when friends of ours started using it, and you see how they're changing out their filters and what it's collecting. It's so wild. Now, Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. And this includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that make you sick. So I'm so excited we finally got this in our home.
So go over to Air Doctor, because Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, you just have to send it back for a full refund minus shipping. Head over to airdoctorpro.com and use code OPTIMAL so you receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That is AIRDOCTORPRO.com. So it's doctor spelled out, and use promo code OPTIMAL. All right, let's get back into the episode.
I remember I was reading the book Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, and I'm sitting on my balcony in Vancouver, where I'm originally from. And she talked about this part in the book where she goes to Bali and she finds this medicine man in Bali and has this spiritual awakening, and she feels like connected to herself again. And so I was like, that sounds like a good idea. So I remember in that moment, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I've tried therapy. I've tried all of these different things to try and get over this battle I have with food and this battle I have with my body. I said, I'm gonna go to Bali and I'm going to find this exact medicine man that Elizabeth Gilbert was talking about. And so I ended up doing that. And he actually passed away 2 years ago, but he was like my entry point into this world where I went to go see him, and he did a form of acupuncture. So he was like taking his sticks out and like poking my feet, and it was just so excruciating. But what he said to me after my session was, you think too much. You got to slow down. You got to meditate. And in that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, I hate meditation, especially for someone who has such a bad relationship to their body. Like, feeling my emotions and being in my body was so excruciating. The only thing that I wanted to do was run away from my body and not feel. And so I thought to myself, oh God, are you kidding me? I don't want to do this. But I thought to myself, I came all the way to Bali. I have to listen to what he says. So I remember hopping back on my scooter and driving to this place called the Yoga Barn, which is in Ubud, for those of you guys who have been there. And there was no meditation class, but there was a breathwork class. And bear in mind, this was 14 years ago when it wasn't as cool and hot as it is now. And I thought to myself, what is that? Like, just breathing, like what good could that do? Like, I breathe every single day. I've been breathing for 20 years. Like, I don't think I need that. But then there is like that piece inside of me that was like, no, like, go do this class. So I remember walking up into this room, and there was this man there. He was dressed all in white with a beard. He looked like Jesus. And he just came up to me and he was like, are you ready to go on the ride of your life? Are you ready to experience all of these different emotions and, you know, feel that, he said, the highest states of joy and bliss. And, you know, he told me that I would shed away all of my pain and suffering. And I'm like, this guy has no idea. Like, all I can feel is numbness and anxiety. But I decided to go for it. And within a few moments of breathing consciously in this connected way, I really, truly felt my heart open for, like, I had so much access to my heart. I had so much access to my emotional body. And that 3-hour session felt like 15 minutes. And I woke up from that experience and I was like, how does the whole world not know that we have the ability to heal ourselves and regulate our nervous system and like feel this amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I became a student of breathwork for 8 years and just incorporated into my spiritual practice. And I began weaving it into some of the retreats that I was doing with my former company. And then in 2018, I was like, I am so inspired to bring breathwork to the masses and do it in a way where people, it doesn't feel so woo-woo. It feels very normal. And so that's what we've been doing since 2018. That's kind of like the birth of Pause Breathwork.
I love it. That's an incredible story to really stumble into and, you know, experience it from a place of really not thinking or knowing how it would impact you, and having that shift in like in just a session too. And I think that's what's wild about breathwork is how quickly it can shift. Can you talk about what does that mean, having that nervous system shift and having that change in your body? Like, what does that really mean? How does breath work help with that?
So traditionally, how we've been doing personal development is quite cognitive, right? So it's like we have this pain, we have this trauma in our body, and we're thinking about how to feel better through mindset work. Mindset work is super powerful, but if we only do mindset work and we don't do somatic work, which is the root word of that is soma, which is body in Greek. If we don't do body based healing, then we're going to kind of go on this personal development roller coaster where it like we kind of feel good while we're doing it, but then as soon as we stop doing it, then we kind of go back to what we've always done. You know, the diet binge cycle is a really good example of how this plays out. We want to lose weight, so we go on a diet, and then we like see results while we're on the diet, but as soon as we stop like white knuckling our way through, we revert back to our old patterns because the body is the one that is guiding our behaviors, right? The beliefs live in the body. And so if we are only changing our mind, but we're not changing the chemistry of our body, we're going to stay in that cycle. And so for every point of suffering that exists within our body, we have the antidote. We have this incredible intelligence in our system that is so capable of healing itself. We just have to let it. And in our world, we are constantly putting band-aids on bullet wounds with external things to try and feel better because we collectively just don't know the depth of our own power and our own ability to be our own drug. We literally have an inner pharmacy of healing inside of our body if we just let ourselves fully feel. And so the way that breath work works is it truly connects the mind and the body by releasing the mind's grip on reality. So when we do breath work, and for those listeners who've done it before, you may begin to feel after about 3 or 4 minutes, you don't have such a hypervigilance on reality. It kind of, your world kind of softens a little bit. And what that's doing is we're relaxing the survival strategies that are occurring in our brain. When we relax the survival strategies, we're able to become more deeply embodied. That's embodiment is actually our natural state. But when we get scared or when we are frightened or when we feel unsafe, the energy goes up to our brain. And then we start to think of, you know, we get in this like over anxious fear of the future, kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop type of feeling. And we don't actually tap into that like inner safety that exists in our body. And so breathwork really helps as a bridgeway of going from the mind back into the body.
I think in your answer there, you used one of my favorite lines or a variation of it where we have our own most powerful pharmacy right up in between our ears, in our brain, and we have the key to unlock that, which is breath work and the way that we breathe can drive what we do with our brain. Also reminds me of one of my favorite lines from the person who was kind of my entry into breath work, who's Wim Hof, who I'm sure you have heard of and are familiar with. And he's, you know, big in that space of more of the holotropic breathing style, helped me really heal my biggest trauma in my life, which was post-concussive symptoms and a lot of trauma I had from an accident. But he says a line where in talking about our body, he says, it's just chemistry. And we are the alchemist, you know, meaning that we are the one that is mixing and able to control the chemistry that is going on. So in a practical sense or in an applied sense, talking about someone who's busy, talking about someone who's stressed out, whether it's with work, whether a busy entrepreneurial schedule, performing, or even someone at home, whether it's a mother taking care of kids, like, how can we use this key to unlock that pharmacy in a practical, like, daily applied manner?
I love this. Well, we are breathing every second of the day. The only difference is most people are breathing to survive versus breathing to thrive. Changing the way you breathe doesn't take any extra time, but it has a massive impact on your quality of life. Like, the quality of your breath is directly related to the quality of your life. And so throughout your day, if you're taking these like just shallow breaths just in the upper chest region, and you're not really using the depth of the capacity that your lungs has, you're going to feel quite depleted, shallow. You're not going to have that like feeling of like energy and life force. The breath helps create charge and life force in the body. So for like busy entrepreneurs or moms or whatever it is, and you're like, man, I want to feel better. I want to regulate my nervous system. I want to feel less anxious. Just add more breath. And what that can look like is just as you are driving or doing dishes or any time, just be aware of the breath rather than just going, oh, I take this thing for granted and it just does it on itself. That is true. But if we want to add energy, if we want to add depth, if we want to add creativity and love and fulfillment, it's like really getting into the body and like just taking moments in your day of even one deep breath or two, or if you have the 3 minutes in your day, just doing a little round of breath, where my favorite one to do is called the tri-active breath. So that breath is into the belly, up into the chest, out through the mouth. So it's all through the mouth. So it's two in, one out. So it sounds like this. Doing it for about 3 minutes and then taking a deep breath in through the nose, holding the breath at the top and releasing. That has the ability to completely shift our energy, drop our mind into our heart so that the edges of our reality just feel softer. It doesn't feel, you know, we don't feel so overwhelmed and so anxious and like, oh, there's a million things to do. The two things in life that we're always going to have is problems and energy, right? So The lower our energy is, the bigger our problems seem. But if we know how to control our energy through adding more energy into our system through breath, then the smaller our problems seem, right? So I love sharing that analogy, because whenever I feel stressed or I feel like that feeling of like, oh my goodness, there's a million things to do. How am I going to get all of this done? I just take a moment and I'm like, let me charge my body up through breathwork. Let me get into my body. Let me relax my survival strategies. And then let me take a look at everything that I'm doing. It always, every single time, I'm like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal. Like, I got this. I can figure this out. And so we truly have the ability to control, like, we can't control many things in this human experience, but we absolutely can control our breath, and our breath can absolutely control our energetic state.
Such a great way of putting it, and being able to use a practical tool that people can use now to experiment with that breath. And I had written down that line that you used, where you can either breathe to survive or breathe to thrive. And I think that's such a good aspect of looking at it, because we are going to breathe either way. But what, you know, where are you tapping into that's kind of helping to energize you or deplete you? And in different states, you know, there might be a time when we need down regulation and to relax the body. And there's other times when we have a big speech coming up or we need energy. Like, are there different breath techniques for different times throughout our day or in our life that you kind of recommend shifting, and how does that look?
Yeah, absolutely. So every body is so different, right? Every energetic system, like with myself, Jen, and Dom, like, we all have three completely different energetic systems, right? Everyone does. And the way energy runs in our body is very different. So some people are more on the anxious, like more hyperactive state. Meaning when that type of person gets triggered, their body goes into like speed, fast, overwhelm, like go, go, go. And they go more anxious when they're triggered. And then other people go more into like a collapse. Like I love using the analogy, like it's either like Tigger, who's like super energized, or like Eeyore, who's kind of like more on the depressed side, right? So depending on what your survival strategy tendency are, you can choose a breath pattern that's going to support that energetic state. So for instance, if someone is in a like hypersympathetic fight or flight, anxious state, and they do a breath pattern like the triactive one, the one that I just taught, like, especially if it's done like with a lot of depth and a lot of speed, that one might be too stimulating for that system and it will actually drive them into more anxiety. So what's best for that system is to do a breath pattern that is grounding first, which would be something like in through the nose, out through the mouth with a sound. And the noise, the toning and the breath will help regulate that nervous system. And then from there, if the body's feeling stabilized, then they can go into more of an energizing one. So depending on what the system needs, whereas a collapsed system where the energy is kind of turning in on itself and like rooting down into the ground, that type of collapse, that type of survival strategy, using something like the triactive breath, which is more energizing, is going to be actually really good for that system because it's going to awaken the energy so that it can start moving in the body and that person can come from that collapsed, depressed state into a more, you know, balanced, neutral state. Also in the morning, doing more of an energizing, activating one to like start the day is really great. And then at night doing one that is more grounding. So we can definitely begin to choose different breath patterns based on what we desire. We have an online app, and in the app, depending on what the person wants, whether it's like clearing your mind, opening up your heart, feeling energized, there's breath patterns that are congruent and aligned with the outcome.
That's great.
That's such a fantastic example. And I think if anybody takes anything away, just remembering those two techniques, because the way you explained them was perfect. And my nerdy science mind geeks out over the physiology that underlines and helps us understand why those work so well the way that they work with the more parasympathetic, you know, you're breathing in the nose, which is a parasympathetic driver anyway. And then the hum and a longer exhale, which helps drive us more into that grounded parasympathetic feeling versus the triactive method, which is, you know, meant to, you know, push us a little bit more onto that vital, you know, bring us that vitality and connectedness to that sympathetic energy to help direct our focus in a way. And I really appreciate how you explained that it can work differently for different people, but it's all about knowing yourself and what you need in certain states. Especially the morning and the night. You know, we of course want to do different things for our nervous system. Wake it up in the morning, wind down at night. Also, especially in my own experience and experience with clients of mine, and I'm sure that you've had people who use your app and members that have talked about pain and how they have pain in their body and how breath work can be so healing to certain physical pains. Have you noticed this or gotten feedback on that? And can you explain a little bit more why breathwork might be able to help us dive into some of those physical pains that we're experiencing?
Yeah, you know, it's super interesting. I started off my journey with breathwork and using it simply just for emotional healing and spiritual healing. I know a lot of Wim Hof is more like on the physical endurance side. And I was really interested more on like the spiritual awakening and the, you know, the inner healing. And then a couple of years after I discovered breathwork, my clients were coming to me and they were like, Sam, I have had this pain in my neck for like years, and I did one of your sessions and the pain is literally gone, or I had this ringing in my ear, or there's no longer like pain in my back. And I started hearing this so often that I'm like, what is this? Like, let me start researching this. And there's many reasons as to why, but one of the biggest ones that we have been able to research and look into is the physical tie between emotionality and physicality, right? And so I know Louise Hay did a lot of work on this, on how our body is constantly speaking to us. And when we heal the emotional root, we're able to liberate the energy in the body. Now, when we are in a meditative state, which means we're lying down and we're doing the breath work, and maybe we're doing it for 25, 45 minutes, what we're doing in that sense is we're creating more alchemy in the body, and we're outside of all of our thought patterns and all of our projections on ourselves and all of our emotional states. So being outside of that and in the body, we're actually freeing up a lot of that, those stories that keep us stuck in pain, right? I know you guys, I'm sure your whole community, you guys talk about this quite a bit, I'm sure, but so much of like the pain in our body is like what we think about it. And so when we get outside of that cognitive addiction to our own stories and pain, the body again goes back to activating that inner pharmacy and adding resource and energy where we need it.
Oh yeah. I mean, incredible stories that you can hear from people. And I love that it doesn't have, one, it doesn't have to take any other tools other than your own body to be able to do it, and you don't need much space. And I think that's what's so incredible about utilizing these tools and starting to feel the difference of what it can make. Now, how often would you say someone should be doing this? Is it a daily practice in order to really create those shifts and changes? Is it, you know, do they have to do these? How long are sessions? Like, what do you kind of recommend someone who really wants to start to feel, whether it's more energized, more focused, reduced pain, like if they want to shift within their body, how often do we have to be doing breath work?
Yeah, I would say for people who are like, wow, this sounds amazing, I can really see the value of how this would change my life, I would say give it 5 minutes a day in the morning to start and just see how you feel. Commit to 5 minutes a day. It's literally no amount of time. Sit down, put an audio on, and just breathe for 5 minutes and just feel what's available for you. In my experience, after training thousands and thousands of people, people say, I did the 5 minutes and then I wanted more and I wanted more, and I kind of worked my way up. So 5 minutes in the morning of doing more of an energizing breath to clear away. When we dream, we are going through dreamland, but it's also kicking up energy in the body. So sometimes when we wake up, we can have the sense of like, oh, I'm already behind, or I'm feeling anxious, or whatever it is. And a lot of the times it's just the residual energy that was kicked up through our dream state. Mm-hmm. And so doing 5 minutes of breath work in the morning before we do, like literally just get out of bed and do it right away before you go pee or brush your teeth, like just get it done right in the morning. What that's going to do is it's going to bring you back into a place of balance where there's almost like this feeling of emptiness in the mind and emptiness in the body, which allows the heart to open and the mind just to be really clear. So doing that for 5 minutes every single day, and then feel into yourself. Like there's times now where it feels really good for me to do longer breathwork sessions. Like sometimes I'll lie on the mat for and do like an hour long session, especially if I'm feeling overwhelmed or, you know, like I don't have time to get all my things done. That's when I definitely need it more. But what I love doing as well is just like stealing moments of my day to just get in silence and just come back to the breath, whether it's 3 minutes, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's an hour, we can use those pockets of time to just come back and just truly remember what matters.
Yeah. I mean, it's like any practice. It's like the more you do it, the more that your body becomes familiar with it. It's based in our nervous system. The thing I love about breath, and we've said it multiple times, is it's something that happens automatically, but we can do it consciously and volitionally. And the more that we do it consciously, we start to train and shift the way our body does it automatically. And I think that's super powerful too. Just like you said, if you do it 5 minutes one day, your body's going to start to take notice if you do that consistently. And it might even shift the way that you subconsciously breathe on your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it builds on each other. Like what we're doing with every single breathwork session is we're teaching the nervous system how to hold energy. When we don't bring energy into our body, we're going to throw all of our energy up into our mind. And this is how we get into like overthinking, overanalyzing, like getting like overly analytical, and we're not using the intelligence of the body. So what we're doing with breathwork is we're giving our body like little tiny sips of energy. And what that's doing is it's teaching our body how to actually metabolize energy. So often when we go through life, we have these traumas or things that happen and our body is impacted somatically, but then we don't metabolize the energy. So the energy just stays stuck in our system and we just are emotionally constipated and we wonder why we have all of these health issues, right? So if we can learn how to metabolize energy through the breath, and what I mean by that is when you're breathing, you're going to like want to cry sometimes, right? I don't know if you guys have had that experience where you're like, wait, why am I crying? It's because your body is metabolizing all of this impact and experience and trauma and all sorts of things. And again, your body, you are the drug, your body knows how to metabolize it. We just have to let it. And so what that allows us to do over time is the body learns the pathways of how to release that energy quicker, right? So we don't stay stuck in the trauma, but we're like, oh, this, I got impacted by this, but I know how to process this emotion and like let it flow all the way through my body so I can come back into a place of balance. And so that's what the breath teaches us when we are, you know, when we get into a consistent practice of doing breath work daily.
Yeah, it's so funny that you mentioned, you know, you can just start crying. And I've had multiple patients where they're on the table and I'm usually working manually with them as I'm kind of guiding them through breath work. And all of a sudden they're like, I don't know why I'm crying right now. This is weird. Like, why are tears coming out? And it's such a foreign experience. And some people listening might be like, you know, I don't have time for that. Like, I don't want to cry. What? I just need to go. I need to get stuff done. I need to, you know,
and if that's your mindset, you should probably do more breath work.
I know, but it's such a process of what we've been brought up into, that your life never really has a moment to pause, which I love pause breathwork, but there isn't really a moment. And we're so in front of screens all the time now, your brain is constantly stimulated. So how can you convince someone, like, take those 5 minutes? Like, if someone is so disconnected and afraid to feel this, how do you start to introduce this to, you know, convince someone?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's something that I am constantly in inquiry of, like, how can we make breathwork more adaptable for people who are just not in this world at all? You know, like in our communities, like a lot of people are very like health focused and they're aware of like the impact of even taking 5 minutes. But, you know, for a lot of the world, they're like, that is a foreign thing to take spaciousness. And especially because we live in a world that is so quick and so rapid and we're, you know, it's only getting quicker, right? With AI and certain technologies that are coming in, the greatest thing that we can do for ourselves is to tap into our life force so that we have the power to really live our best life, right? And so when we think about the cost of it, like, what is it costing us to be overstimulated, overwhelmed, constantly on screens, zero tolerance, high irritation, low energy, brain fog, like all of that stuff is so costly for our quality of life. And one of the things that I, you know, say to my clients all the time is, guys, we're only doing this life thing once. So why don't we make it the greatest masterpiece ever? And you are the one that's in complete control of that. You know, humans are so powerful, but we've forgotten how powerful we are collectively. And so we are giving away our power and we're outsourcing our power and all sorts of things. When we take a moment and we close our eyes, we get into our bodies and we reconnect with our heart, we tap into this infinite intelligence that's always there in every single person, right? We all have these massive hearts that are capable of so much healing. We have this infinite intelligence, this intuition that is connected to world beyond world that is constantly speaking to us, right? There's so much creativity that lives in our body. Like, everything that we desire is on the other side of our breath, but we have to pause and actually do the work. So, you know, there's some people who love breathwork because they're high achievers, they're entrepreneurs, they're people who are like, I know this is good for me. And then there's people, unfortunately, who it gets so bad that they're like, okay, fine, I'll try this thing. And so my desire is that, like, let's not let it get so bad. Let's just ask ourselves, how can I shift the quality of my life by a few degrees just by taking 5 minutes a day and having a slightly different perspective, right? Being slightly more compassionate towards ourselves, being slightly more empathetic for others, being slightly more energetic, having slightly better sleep. And if we shift all of those things just by 1%, we're going to have a completely different life. But it takes the self-discipline to really love ourselves enough to say yes to a better quality of life and release the addiction to suffering. I think that's another nuance to this, is we live in a world where misery loves company and like, no, I'm sicker. No, I'm sicker. No, I'm sadder. No, it's like we live in a world where like that is the narrative a lot of times, unless we decide it's not our story. Right. So it's like releasing the addiction to suffering and realizing that we live in a world where we can absolutely thrive. We can feel so energized. We can feel so good in our bodies. We can, you know, our experience of being parents can be so amazing. Our experience of being an entrepreneur can be so amazing, but it's up to us to decide the energy that we want to settle into and rest into.
And if after all of that you just said people still aren't convinced,
I know, that was amazing.
That was amazing. But I always just fall back on, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
And I give people permission to go in with skepticism.
Yeah.
Because you can't avoid your physiology. You can't avoid the control that our breath has over our nervous system. I wasn't super convinced the first time I tried it. And I think many people have a similar story to you, where you go in saying breath work, what the heck? Yeah, I breathe. Great. The feeling, like once you feel it and once you feel the change it can make in such a short amount of time, that is really what gets people bought in. So try it, try a guided session, whether it's, you know, pause, whether it's wherever, try it, go in with skepticism if you so please, but do the session and you will feel something different in your body, because you can't stop physiology when we direct it with our breath. So on that note, how do people use pause? How can they, you know, get on the platform, try out some of the exercises? What's the best way to do that?
I'm going to answer that in just 1 second. A story popped into my head that I want to share that I think is going to kind of like illustrate what I just shared. So a couple of years ago, I got hired to teach breath work at a maximum security prison up in Northern California. Woo. And so I was there I am in a circle with myself and 30 men who are going to be in jail for life. And they hired me to teach them breath work. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. So I went up there. I was like following my heart. I'm like, okay, this is my mission. This is where God wants me to be, apparently. And I sat down and I could just see them looking at me like, what is this girl going to teach me? And I was a little bit nervous, but I began teaching the breath pattern and teaching them how it worked. And we were explaining it. And we did a 20-minute session all together. And at the end of that 20-minute session, every single man was bawling his eyes out.
Wow.
It was the most like incredible experience of my life. And I remember this very particular moment as I was leaving, one of the men came up to me and he goes, can I talk to you for a second? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I felt my heart for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, if I knew how to do this, there's no way I'd be in here right now. If I knew how to do this 20 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh. So for those people who are skeptical or doesn't think it's going to work on them, just remember that story, because it's just so heartwarming to realize that every single person on the planet has the ability to do this. It's right here. You have everything you need in order to do this. And whether I'm teaching breathwork to billionaires in boardrooms or literally people on the street, everyone has the same experience of a deep connection with the self, which is ultimately at the end of the day, like what we're all desiring and craving. So for those people who are like, okay, this sounds interesting, I want to give this a shot, the easiest and best way to get yourself breathing is through the app. We have a free 14-day trial for those of you guys who want to try it out. Again, we have tracks on there, 3 minutes, 45 minutes, and everything in between to get you breathing, get into the energy. It's really a simple, easy to use app that you can use any moment of every single day. So if that is, if that calls to you. And then for those of you who are listening and you're like, I already love breathwork, I already do it, and I want to step into teaching it, we also have a facilitator training, a 6-month facilitator training for people who want to kind of join the mission and spread the magic.
Amazing. That's so beneficial to so many people. And one last question that I have, because you had mentioned it before we started, was how can a parent really utilize this breathwork tool with their children?
Oh my gosh, I love this question so much. So I have taught my kid, my friend's kids, breathwork for years now. And it is one of the most powerful things that we can do is to teach our kids how to calm down their own nervous system, right? Is nervous system regulation. And so like a really simple practice is if your kid is lying in bed, putting a stuffy on their belly and just like saying, okay, breathe and watch the stuffy go up and down. And then like check in with them and go, doesn't that feel amazing? Don't you feel calmer or whatever it is? And then they can begin to use those practices in, you know, when they're not with you. Another thing is as a parent, doing breathwork in front of your children, right? Mm-hmm. Like breathing in and letting it go and like doing it in front of them. And then they're going to be like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, I'm using my breath because it makes me feel better. And I can clear my mind and I release my stress. It's like children learn so much from like us modeling things to them and for them. And so that's another way is like just you starting to integrate it in your own life and just seeing how your kids adapt to it. But there's a lot of like fun, you know, little things you can do like with the stuffy or things like that, that will help children learn the mechanics of breath. And then when they're having a meltdown, it's like the reminder of like, okay, you know how to calm your body down. Like, why don't we do that together? Right. And so teaching them those mechanics is always really powerful.
I've even seen different articles about schools and stuff that rather than giving detention, give like mindfulness hour where they talk about different breath strategies to calm down their mind and stuff. And I think, you know, doing it in the home, but also integrating it into school systems. Again, we don't teach anything about the body and health in schools, especially when it comes to personal health optimization or how to be healthy. And any way we can integrate more breath practices into people's education in the home and also in the school systems, it would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, is like imagine if they like ditched algebra, which clearly we don't need, and they replaced it with like mindfulness, embodiment, or stretching, or anything. It's like you're so right. Like we have like the most important things that are so useful to operate as a fully functioning adult on this planet are just not taught in school. It's so wild.
I know. So you have to learn it outside of it. It's true.
Like taxes, you know, taxes and health and human related and relationships and sex and all that kind of stuff. It's like, we really need to know, guys.
It's true.
Totally.
It's a very true story. Well, you're helping so much by bringing this awareness to people and giving them the tools to be able to use something rather than just like, okay, take some deep breaths, which can be great, but maybe that's not what you need in that moment. Maybe you need something different. Maybe you need to be guided in a different way. So having Pause Breathwork app to be able to help guide you. I think that's so beneficial. And I know, you know, I've definitely used some different breathwork apps, but I'm definitely interested in trying Pause and seeing how I feel using that and being able to just use a technique and tap into what I need in that moment. Because like you stated before, it's going to be different for everybody, every situation. Every moment that we're in could be a little bit different. So getting that guidance is so incredibly huge. Thank you, Sam, so much for what you're doing, what you're bringing, and how you're really bringing this to people. It's life-changing.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I hope people feel inspired to just start so small and see the impact that it can have on their life. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for another interview. We always love having people on who talk about breath and really believe in the power that breathwork can bring you as a balancing tool and as a tool for productivity and health optimization. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider passing it along to someone and go and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcasting platform. That absolutely helps this podcast continue to grow and get out to more people. And of course, we will see you next time on the Optimal Body Podcast.